Welcome back to Beauty Marks Podcast. My name is Lilip Savillon, and welcome to another episode of this podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. All of that helps us to grow this podcast and get more listeners to talk about healing, community, and how to embrace your story. I am very excited for today's guest, which she's not for the first time. She's actually coming back again, JoJo, and she is a mental health counselor, which she focuses a lot on couples and self-esteem. And so for today, our topic is going to be about complicated relationships. Welcome back, JoJo, for this super mini episode on if you find yourself in an it's complicated relationship.
Yeah, and it's basically coined complicated because it's just that. It's complicated. You might not know what you guys are. So it's an undefined relationship. Mm-hmm. Communication can be scattered. So we are talking a lot for this week and it's been great. And then I don't hear from you the following week. Mm-hmm. And you're super slow to respond. And mm-hmm. But since we don't have necessarily a defined relationship, you can't really call them out mm-hmm. on it. You know, where there could be different emotions, where it's like more of a roller coaster, mm-hmm. not a lot of consistency. Mm-hmm. Those are all signs of a complicated relationship.
So is that usually found when you're mostly like starting to get to know someone, or do you feel like people get into like relationships with the even it's complicated?
So, you know, the way it starts off, I usually see is that people are trying to go with the flow.
Trying to be the cool girl. I'm good with it. No pressure. No stress.
I'm simple. I don't need, you know, I'm secure. Mm. So, and let me tell you. So let's say if you did just get out of a serious relationship, you know, getting into a new relationship might not feel right. Mm-hmm. But if you are acting like you are in a relationship or, you know, with another person, we're humans. We start to develop feelings. Mm. And you're going with the flow and 6 months go by. And you're developing feelings, or you have feelings, mm-hmm. but you're not anything. Do you really know what's going on the other shoe, like the other person? Mm-hmm. Do you know if they're talking to other people? Mm-hmm. Have you talked about this? Mm-hmm. You don't know. So entering this complicated situation could be that you're just, you know, not necessarily wanting to say something mm-hmm. to that person. And it could be from a place of insecurity.
Yeah. I feel like it's sometimes you end up thinking that, well, at least it's something. Like, at least it's not – like, you're with someone. Like, you know, when I need someone, I'll call them. Or, like, if I want to hang out. Like, it ends up being a convenience thing for both of you. Even though it's, like, maybe one of you guys is, like, wait, I actually, like, am developing relationship feelings. Like, I want to be in a relationship with them. But can you transition a complicated relationship to a relationship?
You know, it depends on how it started, because you will have signs, you know, in this relationship that you really need to pay attention to. Because if it's okay if it started off slow, mm-hmm. it doesn't make it complicated mm-hmm. because you can still understand the intentions. Mm-hmm. If the intentions aren't defined, that's when it's complicated. Mm-hmm. Can you have a conversation with someone you're talking to at any point? Yes. The reason why you haven't is what needs to be explored. Because if you are afraid of holding this person accountable and talking to this person mm-hmm. Because they might now want to walk away, do you want to be with this person? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you if you bring up being with them in a mm-hmm. committed relationship? Mm-hmm. And you're right. People will take breadcrumbs, will take whatever mm-hmm. because it's something. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Something turns into a year. Something turns into 2 years. And then what if, you know, and then other things happen. Mm-hmm. You know, then, you know, a pregnancy or different things that happen that now keeps you linked to this person, mm-hmm. connected to this person, when you might have been like, this isn't who I want.
Yeah.
A year down the line, yeah. You know.
I have found myself when getting kind of like the whole thing of like being the chill or like the go with the flow, or like when a guy tells you like, I'm just going with the flow, or like, I don't want to be in a relationship right now, but I like you mm-hmm. and like, you're an amazing girl, but like, I just don't want to put pressure on it. You know what I mean? So then you're like, all right, let me try to like sit back and like, just kind of, you know, not say anything, but your underlying of like, I actually, I'm not okay with this because I haven't heard from you in like 3 days. And like, I don't know where we stand. And that sometimes creates that frustration of eventually a little blow up, like a little reaction of like, you haven't called me, you haven't done this. And then for them to tell you, well, we're not in a relationship. I already told you.
Mm. Ouch. Burn.
That hurts.
That stings.
That hurts.
That's an ego blow.
That hurts. How do you how do you have that conversation with someone?
You can't be afraid to stand up for yourself, mm-hmm. to advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're with someone that's worthwhile, they are also looking out for your heart. Mm-hmm. You want someone that's going to look out for your heart as well. Mm-hmm. Because people get away with as much as you let them. A lot of people do. You know, there are very selfish people in this world that benefit from your uncertainty. Mm. There's people that benefit from your going with the flow. And guess what? They're going with the flow too.
They're going with wherever the flow takes them.
And they're just loving it. Mm-hmm. But one thing I have noticed, people are also territorial. Mm.
Yeah.
And if this guy you're talking to is willing to risk losing you, because you know they know you're awesome, and they're willing to lose you to someone else, because someone else is going to see how great you are. Mm-hmm. Someone else is going to say, wow, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If they're willing to lose you, then they never had good intentions with you anyway. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want to lose you. Mm-hmm. They mark their territory. We're animals, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have that territorial instinct. Mm-hmm. So not being afraid of that conversation, it's like ripping off the Band-Aid at some point, mm-hmm. you know, knowing what you want, what you're willing to negotiate with, because there's going to be times where, let's say, things could be complicated where they are getting out of a relationship where they might have a baby mama or a baby daddy, let's mm-hmm. say.
I have been in therapy on and off for the past few years and have embraced looking for help when I need it. I have found so much support with questions on dating, family dynamics, and how to set boundaries, as well as even healing my childhood trauma. Therapy has been life-changing for me to be able to talk to someone about things that we all go through and gain tools by professionals to help navigate life. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible to us all, so you can even do it from your phone or your computer. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you with a professional therapist who has years of experience helping people in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist today. Follow the link betterhelp.com/beautymarkspodcast. By clicking that link, it helps support the show, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. So consider online therapy from the comfort of your own home with BetterHelp. Better, H-E-L-P. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/beautymarkspodcast. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. Now back to the show.
We might need some patience, but are they telling you? Are they communicating with you? Are they talking about, you know, what we are mm-hmm. and what we're going to be?
Yeah.
If they're still married, we can go down a different path. That's different. You know, we need to give
some time of healing. Yeah, they need to go on their healing self-love journey.
Let them go on a journey. Then. Let them heal. And then, you know, when they are single, mm-hmm. we can have a conversation. Mm-hmm.
So how do you avoid then getting into these? So would you say it's more bringing up the conversation or from the start being like, I'm not a flow. I'm not a go with the flow person. Like, do you tell people from the start when you're dating, like, what your standards are?
So, and that can come in gradually because there are things where people will do what they think you want them to do as well, right? Mm-hmm. So if you give them the recipe for this cake, you know, you might see, wow, they have all the ingredients, mm-hmm. you know, because you gave it to them, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that if, you know, things that also start really fast, you know, or too intense also fizzles. It's the laws of physics, you know, mm-hmm. it will fizzle. So taking your time mm-hmm. to get to know someone and interject your expectations mm-hmm. because I'm type B. I'm definitely a go with the flow person, mm-hmm. but I also want to know that this is going somewhere. Mm-hmm. So they need to know that you're serious, that you're wanting to be in a committed relationship at some mm-hmm. point, that if it's right, that, you know, And also, you know, the gender norms and roles are a little different these days. Mm-hmm. So if you prefer more of an old fashioned kind of, you know, what we call old fashioned these days, then you share that. Because mm-hmm. if someone is not, they're not going to meet your expectation or your need.
Yeah.
If they're like, well, I'm not, and I don't like monogamy, and I don't like all that, you'll learn some stuff quick.
If you ask the right question, they will tell you. So I find that I feel like as women, sometimes guys tell us things, but we just don't understand mm-hmm. it, what they're telling us. So yeah. like for that, right, like a guy that tells you like, you know, like I'm just trying to go with the flow, like – what is he really saying?
I'm wasting your time. That's what he's saying.
I'm wasting your time.
If he's like, you know what? I'm just trying to go with the flow right now, meaning you are going to meet my need when I need you to meet my need.
Hmm. What about someone that says, like, you're an amazing girl. Like, you're the best girl that I have ever found. But I'm just not ready for a relationship.
Is this mic on? Next. Thank you for the compliment. So if you're not – here's the thing. There are people that are not ready, 100%. You don't need to be with someone that's not ready.
To wait it out to see when they're ready?
So what does that even mean, to not be ready? You know? So I understand. Okay. Let me backtrack a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to be sensitive because every situation is different. Mm-hmm. If someone's spouse just died, they're not ready. Mm-hmm. They also shouldn't be leading you on. You know, because then now what are you doing? You are now meeting a need to just, you know, fill up space or to forget or to distract. Mm-hmm. I am not your distraction. Mm-hmm. I don't need you. I'm not someone that you're just going to have to figure it out on mm-hmm. or with. So it also has – you have to decide on what you specifically want. What mm-hmm. is your moral even
– your values.
Your values. Your what is it that you want? Mm-hmm. What character traits do you want in an individual? Mm-hmm. And if one of them is, I want them to be completely sure as to what they want. Mm-hmm. Then you don't entertain someone that says you're amazing, but there's no but, my friend. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose me to someone else that's actually better.
Mm. And that knows what they want.
Because
and
that's clear. That's another mm-hmm. trait too. It's like you want humility mm-hmm. in an individual. If they think that, you know what, that you're they're willing, you know, you should wait a year for me. It's like, I don't know if I want that level of ego. Mm. Because you know what? I don't want to lose you. Can we go through this process together? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to commit to anybody else. How about that?
Yeah.
This could be, you know, let's talk about what we are and how we're not going to date other people. And let's revisit this in 3 months. Mm-hmm.
But it's like them actually working on the things that they said that they were working on to get ready.
Let me tell you something. If you're leading the relationship now, you will always lead the relationship. Mm. 6 months down the line, you're going to still be like, so what are we? A year down the line, 2 years down the line. These are – pay attention to character traits. Mm-hmm. You can be going through stuff and still be a good friend. You can be going through stuff and still show up for individuals. Mm-hmm. I think they're saying way more.
Yeah. But when you stay, I feel like then that just shows them that they're like, oh, she's willing. Like, she's able. And then what's sad is that – that's when girls say like, well, but then we ended things and then he got in another relationship. So what does that mean?
That means he was wasting your time. Ugh. That means he was wasting your time. So, and here's the thing. We have to get to know people to see if we can connect with them. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is just a space filler.
Yeah.
You know, but for some people, you are a space filler.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah. And it's better than being alone mm-hmm. at times. So that's why I say people benefit from your uncertainty. Mm-hmm. If you're genuinely getting to know people, so you don't have to be so intense. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't about – because that's intense. That's intimidating. I have talked to people that are dating because I do couples work, but I prefer the individual work mm-hmm. in the dating realm. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you go in intense, you're gonna scare some people away, you know. But if you have an idea as to what you want and you mm-hmm. lead with that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not necessarily drawing a map. Again, you don't want to give them the full recipe.
Yeah.
Let them show up. Let them mm-hmm. be who they are, mm-hmm. you know, but keep it inside and go, okay, you know what? It's been a month. I'm going to just kind of put in this question. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're entering 2 or 3 months. We've hung out like 10 times. You kind of have an idea if you want to continue hanging out with this person, mm-hmm. you know. I'm not saying get married or put a ring on the finger, but like, you know, if you don't know, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it. So now you guys know the hard truth in reality. That's painful to hear. But honestly, I feel like through my inner work, which I really think after a relationship, taking the time to really make sure that you're good, what part you played in the dysfunction, because we all have our own thing, and then the part of like you feeling like what your standards, being clear about that, I feel like is so helpful. When you then you start dating and you start seeing the guys that you're like, he's freaking cute and he has all the boxes, but he's not ready. Or like we're in this like back and forth. He comes around like every few months. Like it's like that person that just doesn't go away. But it's like that also means that he knows that you're good, I feel. But he also, if he wanted to be with you, he would have committed the first time.
If he wants to, he will.
Yeah.
And we leave doors open.
Yeah, we do.
We leave doors and windows open. We like, oh, the window's closed and it's like the lock's not on. You know, this is what I tell relationships or people that are getting out of a relationship. It's like, well, the house is burning. I don't care who lit it on fire. I don't care how it started. Don't go back in for the photo album. Don't bring the photo album with you. Let it burn. You gotta let it burn. Usher said it. Mm-hmm. Usher said it. You gotta let it burn sometimes. And you let it burn and you don't go back. Because the moment you leave doors open, you're lingering. Mm-hmm. In that phone call, you do actually get a reaction, a chemical reaction when that phone goes ding. And it's, you see, don't answer. Like whatever literally, you titled.
The devil.
The devil face. You're like, they text me because it means something.
Yeah.
It means, you know?
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster.
Wow. Well, JoJo, I know that you have a whole magazine talking about toxic relationships. Where can they find that? Because I know you're going to deep dive into that.
Well, find me on social media at The Clarity Hour. Mm-hmm. Also, my website, theclarityhour.net. We have the electronic version of Chasing Clarity. We had the relationship issue come out in the fall. The body edition and the toxic edition is coming out in the spring. Should be out April 1st. And you can get those electronically in those two ways that I shared with you.
Yeah.
And we do have some physical copies throughout Central Florida as well.
Awesome. So you guys can check out the whole toxic relationship edition. But I feel like we can kind of end and wrap up with making sure to not be the cool girl, to just go with the flow. It's like you being clear on what you want and knowing that your time is precious, to not waste it.
And do that while being cool.
Yeah.
Like know what you want, be cool and go with the flow, but just know what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
That part. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's podcast episode. I know it was a short one, but make sure to follow JoJo and I'll put all her information down below where you can deep dive into more and ask her any questions that you may have for toxic relationships. I will see you guys next week.